everybody. This is your Donna Power in Los Angeles, and it's Valentine's Day. Can you believe it? We're halfway through February already. We want to welcome everyone who's showing up all the time. Welcome the family. It's just an amazing family, amazing tribe of people. And say thank you for showing up and always being here with such good cheer and great happy words and energy. And for those of you who are brand new, we've been doing this for over 11 years, and it's put together by an amazing leader in our company. He's really a fixture, as a pillar in our company. And we do this, we're here Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. Pacific time, for 15 minutes, and it's of inspiration, of focus, of leadership, of gathering together and realizing and knowing and having the cells in our body reconnect with the fact that we are part of this large movement of people who are actually doing something to transform the health and the financial wellness in our company, in our country, in our world. It's really extraordinary, this independent group of people who have come together, and we keep adding one by one, by two, by two. It's pretty extraordinary. So I want to say thank you to the man who put this call together. He's held it together for so many years. He's an author. He's helped create Isogenics University. He's put together an amazing weekend retreat called Follow Your Bliss. It's my honor to turn the call over to the amazing Lenny Evans.
You, Donna Power, thank you. Thank you very much. And thank you for each and every one of you guys showing up today. Good morning. You know, gosh, just listening to you just now talk about our vision and our mission, it literally is the definition of love. So what a day to be celebrating Valentine's Day and to be part of this movement and this crusade to move love forward. Gosh, wow, that is really beautiful. That plants a lot of really good seeds. So with that, let's do what we do and start off our call with a very deep, mindful breath. I really love the whole idea of being grateful for someone, and in that moment of being grateful, like, if you could, granting them their deepest desire, like, just give it to them. And just do that. You can do that in a breath. So on three, let's do it. One, two, three, breathe in and think of someone and just grant them their deepest, most beautiful desire, and let that go. Oh, beautiful. And grab something to drink. I'm going to drink the rest of my Amp Nox. I love it so much. This is the time, one of the times each day I drink it. I even do it on Saturdays and Sundays. So with that, guys, oh, my gosh, so many great things are happening all around, everywhere, and I just want to honor each and every one of you for everything that you are and everything that you do. And I hope from time to time that you stop and breathe in and give yourself some kudos and some high fives that you're doing so many amazing things. It's a natural human tendency to look at the negative, but it's something that we can overcome and always focus on that positive. And someone who does that so brilliantly is our speaker today. And we've had a little swap, like I said yesterday, and so usually we hear from her on Thursdays, but we get to hear from her today. So, guys, pencils out, pens out, ability to take notes out, because when she speaks, she just, it's always from her heart. It's something that's happening now, and it's something that she's learning, and she's passing it on, and she's already learning and learned. And so she gives it to us, and it's so beautiful. Millionaire number 203. Multi-millionaire, really, bestseller already with her own book and being in the book, Journey to Riches. I'm so excited to hear from you. Casey Pluff, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Valentine's Day. When I was writing the date yesterday, I was like, oh my gosh, tomorrow's Valentine's Day. It is. It's amazing. Half of February, because what, you know, February 28 is where it goes to. So it is. It's half of February already. It just seems like yesterday it was New Year's, and, you know, gosh, already so much has taken place. And, you know, really thinking about, first I want to give a massive shout out to Debbie and Jeff for having their record cycle week. And Real Andrews, I just saw one of their teammates that they have mentored and worked with so closely, 14 sponsorships last week, 14. That is incredible. And just seeing him at all the events and, you know, showing up and I'm sure that You know, that didn't just happen from reaching out to 14 people in 1 week. It was an accumulation of utilizing the awesome, you know, I'm sure 10% and reaching back out and really harvesting all those seeds he planted. So what a great reminder. And just what a record for, I know Team Express, real. So just definitely wanted to acknowledge you guys. And just so excited for Debbie and Jeff, who have the epitome of a Valentine's love every day. You guys are absolutely precious to so many of us, and we love you guys. And thinking about love and thinking about the opposite of love is being in fear. And I, you know, the reason too why I switched this week is I have the freedom. I've had some, my back is in the process of healing, and I met an incredible holistic practitioner when I was down in Mexico doing my whole banking thing. And he really allowed me, he works holistically, so mind, body, soul, nutrition. He absolutely loved all the ingredients in Isagenix, obviously. He was, when he was reading the packets and doing some kinesiology testing with me with the nutrition, he was like, oh, absolutely, this is amazing for you. So that was exciting too. But I was, my body, it didn't hurt at all. After I had just one session with him for, you know, about 3 weeks. And it was just so incredible as somebody who's been going through a healing process with my back. And so I actually have the privilege. I get to go, you know, just spend time with him. He's not even huge in practice anymore. But, you know, he's allowing me to come up and do some one-on-one therapy with me. And so, you know, the fact that we have those resources, you guys, at Isagenix, that I just get to go and go to Colorado and have, you know, treatments by this world-class doctor. And Isagenix has provided me just with the resources of time and, you know, the resources to get out there and stay out there. And so just so grateful for being able to do that and on this healing journey that I've been on, where my body is showing me love by speaking to me so that I can listen to it and acknowledge really what's going on in my body, and then associating it with certain areas of my body and how certain emotions can be trapped there. And something that he shared with me, first, he's a huge believer too in power versus force. I know I spoke on that book last week, but you guys, that really is just, it's really just all about getting to love and the emotional state. And I encourage everybody to have a copy of that book so you can go through those emotions. Dr. David Hawkins, it's just so brilliant. And what Dr. Brimhall shared with me is that, you know, the seven deadly fears that people have is failure, not making a living, losing a loved one, rejection of self or others, illness and disease, breaking authority rules, and not being smart enough, not being good enough. And, you know, I was really thinking about that as far as on an Isagenix journey. And if you think about, okay, well, those are just all fears, which is just what, you know, we say false evidence appearing real. And something that you've always said, Lenny, is that, you know, danger can be real, but fear is not real. And, you know, so I was really thinking about rejection of self in this Isagenix business. And if, you know, if we really think about going and getting some no's or people not being ready yet, and just how we can turn that into such an opposite, though, of really using affirmations. And he talks about it. I'm going to post this in the Lenny Evans 1-2-3 group, but it's this whole 5-minute phobia cure technique that he takes you through. And it's just, it does involve tapping in certain areas and using your heart line, which is connected to your hands. Also, if you look at both of your hands right now, and the line that you pretty see, it's pretty creased the most. If you look at your pinkies and then that line that goes across your hand, the very first one, that's your heart line. And he talks about bringing those two lines together and using this whole tapping technique. So I'm going to definitely let the sheet do the teaching so you guys can see that. And then he just goes into all these affirmations and activities that you can do to really help kind of release any type of emotions or fears that you have. But I wanted to, you know, also put out the challenge for everybody. And Chris and I were talking about this early this morning, just, you know, thinking about the power of affirmations and how often do we do it. And I know one of my mentors, John Spender, he, you know, every morning he wakes up and there's certain affirmations that he says to himself, and it's just getting yourself in that state first. And so this sheet has an entire, just all these affirmations that are beautiful. It's all about love. It's about service, abundance. And part of the tapping too is that it's, I totally and completely love myself And it's acknowledging, even though I may have a fear of, and stating that, you know, you might have a fear of failure, even though I have a fear of rejection, and getting into that state, you know, I think Valentine's Day, we often associate it with, you know, who we love and outside world. But what about loving ourselves? Like, what if we make Valentine's Day today not only about loving, you know, somebody else or a partner, friends, but if we make it about loving ourselves and accepting of ourselves and knowing that we are smart enough, we are good enough, you know, and that if we don't reject ourselves, nobody can reject us. And so I think that that would just be a really great thing. And, you know, print them out, you guys, put them up. And I always, you know, tell my team, if you don't make time to sit and look at your vision board or go over your affirmations, put it in front of the toilet. Like, honestly, you know you're going to be there sometimes. Laminate it and put it in front of the shower or put it in the shower. You know, put it on your mirror. Put it somewhere where you know that you are going to look at it a little bit just to start getting into that habit of stating these affirmations, which is something that's so easy that we can all do to start coming to that self-love. And so I'm excited to share that in the group, 100%. And I'm really excited to go and take this next few days for myself and, you know, just really work on my own self-love and my own healing. It's just such a beautiful thing that we can all be a part of. And another challenge that I wanted to extend, I heard Jill Bowman, and she talked about how she used to do 3 letters of appreciation about a month, and that she would send letters to people just letting them know how much she appreciates them. Because, you know, Valentine's Day is just one day, like, out of the year, right? Like, thinking about that we can extend this love and extend this gratitude and extend this community throughout the entire year. And so, you know, what if this month you did 3 letters of appreciation? What if you did 3 letters this week, right? It's only Tuesday, so we have till Sunday. Like, what if that was a goal of just letting somebody know, I appreciate you, or even maybe somebody that you've had a hard time forgiving, you know, because, again, forgiveness is such a beautiful gift for ourselves, not for the other person. It's absolutely for ourselves. And what if we took that time to just say, you know what, I do forgive. Like, let me let that person know that, you know, I'm forgiving you, you know, for anything, and just really getting in that state of just spreading the love and spreading the words of gratitude, acceptance, forgiveness, and joy. And so that's definitely a challenge. But, yeah, I definitely think, you know, when she said that, and she did say that used to be, you know, per month, and then it came per week, and now she tries to do it per day. And I just thought, that is incredible. That is extending love and appreciation out. And imagine the kind of abundance. I mean, gosh, look at her business centers, right? She's just booming. You know, I think she's on track to hit possibly $2 million this year based on her growth patterns. So you think about that, and she talked about her secret sauce being love. Love, love, love is her secret sauce. And it doesn't have to be one of your builders. It doesn't have to be somebody that's, you know, this huge, it can just be somebody, maybe, you know, somebody who's been struggling in something and you just want to reach out. But let's just really practice love all week, all year, all month. So that's really my message today, Mr. Evans. But I'm excited to share this this awesome tapping 5-minute phobia cure of the fears. And it also talked about so you could additionally read Feelings Buried Alive Never Die. And I think especially oftentimes in society, we can be, oh, just, you know, hide your feelings, be strong, be stoic, especially for men. You know, being stoic is something that, you know, that's required of men just as far as, you know, society that it pinpoints. But I thought that, you know, feelings buried alive never die. And, you know, how true is that? Because they will manifest in some form or fashion. And so, yeah, if our body is hurting or we're going through something, pay attention to it. It's definitely trying to guide us and teach us. So just super grateful for Isagenix and just the community. I just feel so blessed. It just keeps introducing me to incredible things like this and to people all around the world that I get to collaborate with. So I'm just excited to be focusing on love today on Valentine's.
Casey Plus, thank you so much. What a great call. What a great a few challenges. And I was holding my hands here trying to match up those lines, so I'm excited to watch that video. Like, for sure, I love stuff like that. I love anything that helps, you know, and I just, we all wish you so just much brilliance this week when you get to go and hang with this guy and the healing process. So, just so many things you said are so beautiful. But, you know, I love that the affirmations are something that every single person can do. Every single person can do that, and they can start today. every one of us can do better at that starting right now. That's a beautiful thing. That's a really beautiful, that's just so much hope right there. And then, you know, we move into the next part and the next part, which is accountability, and we just start making, seeing things happen. It's so cool. So, Casey, thank you for just always showing up and giving us these great ideas, and especially the download from Jill Bauman about writing the letters. Oh, my gosh, I just wrote that in big caps. I love that so much. So, again, thank you. Thank you, Casey, for all that you do for us, and we're so grateful for you.
I am super grateful for you guys.
Yay. So having said that, guys, we're just grateful. That's our call today. What a great way to do it, you know, and to just, you know, get this download right now. And then now let's move forward and get excited about our vision, get excited about where that vision's going, the details of it, and take some time today. You probably already have, but just getting quiet and using that great power of imagination to imagine what you want your life to be like. You know, what is that vision? What does it look like to be able to go to Colorado in the middle of the week and get a world famous healer to come out of retirement and work with you? I mean, that's some powerful imagination power right there, right? And so we all deserve that. And so, but are we seeing it for ourselves? Because we have to imprint it in the imagination and then give it over to spirit, and the spirit just kind of brings it on back in the flesh. And that is amazing. So, guys, with that, let's rock. Again, congratulations to everybody, especially Jeff and Debbie. We love you. And everybody else, there's so many people that are just rocking it. Rael, I see it. It's so exciting. Missy, I heard your name the other day, and I'm just so excited about everything that's happening. And remember, guys, it's the daily consistent actions that lead to all of that. And so if you're doing the double PIDs, if you're enrolling people, if you're just doing the do, you know, you can't help but get that residual income going, and then more and more and more. So that's a whole other topic. But, guys, thank you. We're going to unmute the lines, and let's rock an Isagenix 1, 2, 3. And then, hey, don't forget about the call that happens right after this at 10:30 Utah time, 9:30 California time, and then the math, you know, for the rest of the parts of where you are. Playing the Field of the Pros is just a powerful, powerful call. I was on a call with Debbie Beebe yesterday that blew my mind. That girl rocked my world, man. She is just, it's so good to learn, guys, from every personality, every personality trait, everything, you know, because you never know what you're going to hear in a way you're going to hear it that's going to finally get through. So with that, let's rock it. Hold on. All right, guys, we're live. Let's rock it. 1, 2, 3.
I said no.